More than 1 million people visit Skyline Drive each year, but many native Virginians don't know its history or location. It's part of the Shenandoah National Park and serpentines through the Blue Ridge Mountains from Front Royal to Waynesboro. There's much to experience, from hiking, biking, bird watching, and vacationing, and it features overlooks, visitor centers, and exits where tourists can take in valley culture. There's 105 miles of road through these mountains. Its speed limit is 35 miles per hour, and the Serenity could coax impatient drivers into slowing down if the threat of careening over the mountainside doesn't. National Park spokesperson Karen Beck Herzog tells of how this was created and the vision of the Blue Ridge residents in the early 1900s.
Think about the 1920s. Natural resources were consumed, not preserved. So these men were thinking about something that was really a change in land values. It was preserving what you have here and then making money off of it.
But she says when those men courted Congress in the 1920s, they said it was unoccupied land.
What you had were hundreds of tracts of land. You had thousands of people living and working in the mountains. You had farms, you had mines, you had mills, towns.
That's evident today, but Herzog says that exaggeration delayed development since some folks didn't want to give up land for a road in the middle of their towns. President Hoover was seeking a nice getaway nearby, and William Carson, an aide to then-Governor Harry Byrd, convinced him to place his summer White House within the Blue Ridge. That initiated the park construction in 1931.
You have the chestnut blight, you have a drought that's going on. So Carson is able to secure $1.5 million from the Hoover administration to start the creation of Skyline Drive.
So fast forward to today, where visitors now pump millions into the economy to have that same rustic experience and visit the towns or stay at the campgrounds or lodges. Outside one of these lodges is Pace. His clothes are a bit weathered, and he's lugging around a huge backpack and a set of walking sticks, and he's chowing down on a pastry like he hasn't eaten for weeks. He's on his way back home to Georgia from Maine, and he's taking the long scenic route.
Been hiking 101 days so far.
The next question is why.
People do it for different reasons, you know. Some people need to get out and find themselves, and some people just need the challenge. I think I just need the challenge.
Pace was energetic for a guy who's been living off shrubs and berries.
Even this morning, I stopped in at Skyland Resort, which is a great place, and I had the all-you-can-eat breakfast. And the people behind me were asking me questions, and they offered to pay for my meal. And then the other guy next to me, I was talking to him for a while, and he gave me some money. And that's how I got this and all my other stuff that I'm eating right now. And
Londoners Phil Mundy and his wife Angela were going to music workshops in Washington and Chesapeake, and I asked them if they were lost since Skyline Drive is way off the route.
We just couldn't resist this Skyline Drive because I'm a musician. I've sung about the Shenandoah River for decades and decades, and the Blue Ridge Mountains, Take Me Home Country Roads. And so the opportunity to be here and see it, and where we're going to get some fabulous colors, was just too good.
And in the fall, the magnificent colors are the biggest draw. The sight of deer, a playful or sleeping bear, large waterfalls, even the variety of trees swaying in the wind remind me of a scene from The Lord of the Rings. And if you get lost, just ask a ranger for some help. Whether you're from Virginia or elsewhere, tourism officials hope the next time you want to take a road trip, you'll look to the Blue Ridge and answer the question for yourself instead of wondering, what's Skyline Drive? Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.